from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. The California coast will be feeling the after effects of Japan's devastating earthquake and tsunami when the debris hits the state's shores. Scientists are keeping track of millions of tons of wreckage moving steadily towards the United States' west coast. The debris includes everything from car parts to furniture to torn-apart buildings and is expected to reach our shores by 2013 or early 2014. Along with cleanup issues, it promises to bring environmental concerns with it. In recent years, marijuana production has boomed in California, especially in the state's vast national forests. Last year, of the 7 million illegal pot plants destroyed by drug agents, some 4 million were seized on public lands, where growers set up huge plantations deep in the mountains. But in spite of these seizures, there remains a question of who's behind these operations. As part of our series, Republic of Cannabis, Michael Montgomery reports on a new push against illegal pot growing in the Mendocino National Forest.
In a hotel conference center in Ukiah, Mendocino County Sheriff Tom Allman stands before dozens of federal and county law enforcement officials.
Good morning. Welcome to Ukiah. Welcome to Mendocino County.
The drug agents and prosecutors are here to chart out an unprecedented operation targeting illegal marijuana growers in the Mendocino National Forest.
This is going to be the biggest teamwork operation that our six rural counties have ever seen. We're going down a path that we haven't gone down before. But we're surely willing to do it. We're surely willing to do everything we can to try to take back our land.
And at a training facility 20 miles north of Ukiah, Allman's men are getting ready to do just that.
Contact front 40 yards! Contact front 40 yards!
A cluster of armed deputies dressed in paramilitary gear are storming a mock pot farm set up along a creek bed.
Outside element, hold!
Sheriff's Lieutenant Rusty Noe oversees the agents as they unleash a patrol dog and grab an officer posing as an armed grower.
Come right over here. Chip left. Go.
Because of the change in the violence, the increasing violence, we need to get everybody working on the same page tactically.
Noe is talking about the growing number of confrontations with armed men in the marijuana fields. Last summer, sheriff's deputies shot dead two armed Mexican nationals who were guarding pot grows.
Based on what's happening in Mexico with the Mexican drug cartels and the drug gangs coming up here and taking over the marijuana growing in California, we're going to see a ton more violence.
The cops contend big drug cartels from Mexico have a grip on Northern California's pot fields, and they point to hundreds of Mexican nationals arrested at illegal plantations in recent years. But oftentimes, many of the suspects are simply laborers with little information about who's behind the business. So these deputies are learning new tactics that could lead them to higher-ups. Sheriff Allman says this will help investigators target criminal groups he says are behind the massive grows.
The operation this year, and mark my words on this, is going to have an impact on drug trafficking organizations' marijuana supply that affects the rest of the nation.
But some longtime observers have their doubts.
You're not going to catch Mr. Big in the pot patch with, you know, $100,000 in cash.
Bruce Anderson is a local newspaper publisher who moved to Mendocino County 40 years ago.
You know, if history is any guide here, they'll go out, enforce large-scale raids, and the growers will be long gone by the time they get there.
And even if the cops make more arrests, history also suggests the suspects are likely to face short jail terms.
They know they'll get out of prison quickly, and they can work another year. So it's better for them not to talk.
This man knows from experience. He's a Mexican national who spent 6 years working in the pot fields of Northern California. He's currently cooperating on several criminal investigations and agreed to speak to us, provided we not reveal his identity or his location. He says he learned to grow pot in the Mexican state of Michoacán and then came to the U.S. where he eventually became what's called a lanchero. That's a kind of foreman who acts as a go-between the field workers and the boss. He says one boss can finance as many as 20 marijuana plots at one time with at least 10,000 plants each.
The boss gives me the money. It's my responsibility to buy fertilizer, buy food, and bring it to the people in the mountains.
The man says the system is decentralized. The owners have little contact with their workers in the field, the people the cops are most likely to encounter, and they run their businesses like independent franchises, keeping a safe distance from Mexico's big drug cartels.
So the Mexican cartels that we hear so much about, you're saying they are not here in the pot fields of California?
There are no Mexican cartels in the mountains. They only have people who buy and sell marijuana.
In other words, the growers might be independent, but they still sell to big trafficking networks that have the capacity to move large quantities of marijuana out of state where prices are higher. Still, many worry that drug violence in Mexico is spilling over into California's pot-growing communities.
It's getting more dangerous all the time. They're killing a lot of people.
This former grower, a man from Michoacán who also didn't want to be identified, says he quit because of escalating violence. He says the biggest danger for growers is not necessarily the cops, but ruthless people who have escaped Mexico's drug wars and now make money by robbing illegal marijuana fields.
Sometimes people talk and say it's going to end up like Mexico, and this scares people. It scares me that it will be like Mexico.
Back at the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office, Tom Allman unrolls a large topographical map onto a conference table. It details all 900,000 acres of the Mendocino National Forest, which spans six counties.
With Mendocino County over here on the west, and we're working with Trinity County to the north.
Allman points to public lands he believes are occupied by Mexican drug gangs. He says the counties have to take action.
We're at a fork in the road, and if we don't make an aggressive push right now to take back some of our public lands, then we may get to the point of no return.
The operation, which is being called Full Court Press, is expected to unfold in the Mendocino National Forest later this summer. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.
Our story was produced in collaboration with the Center for Investigative Reporting. To read more about the Republic of Cannabis, visit our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Tuesday, July 5th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org. And Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com.